At the conclusion of the Banking Royal Commission in February, lead investigators recommended the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, needed its own independent review. Months later, the three-member panel, headed by former ACCC Chairman Graham Samuel, are now calling for serious changes to the banking regulator. The panel's findings have made 24 recommendations to APRA and the federal government to improve APRA's accountability. I spoke with the founder of left-wing news site Crikey and self-described shareholder activist Stephen Mayne about his thoughts on the review's findings.
APRA's generally done a good job over the years, but clearly they've been a bit too tame, and I was a little surprised that Graham Samuel was so tough on them, effectively criticising them for being a relatively weak regulator.
In their report, the panel have actually made some recommendations, including ensuring that APRA has sufficient powers to restrict the appointment or reappointment of inappropriate leaders. What are your thoughts on the recommendations?
Well, that's a pretty bold recommendation to effectively have the government involved in vetoing senior executives and directors of major financial institutions. But that already happens in the gambling industry in Australia, and the UK have embraced a similar measure. Given that banks are so systemically important and powerful and rely on effectively on a government guarantee, I think it's quite reasonable that the government, having licensed these banks, can also effectively veto any directors they believe are not performing well.
Do you think the recommendations go far enough?
I think they're pretty strong recommendations, like urging APRA to be much tougher on superannuation and to get into the industry far more aggressively. I think that's quite an interesting move. And similarly, criticising APRA for doing far too many backroom deals and urging them to be far more of a name and shame regulator. I agree with that approach, and that APRA has not been naming and shaming nearly enough. And I think that is a rocket that APRA deserves, and let's hope they start naming and shaming recalcitrant industry players on a regular basis from now on.
Realistically, how difficult do you think it will be to change the culture at APRA?
Well, there's nothing like a rocket in public from someone as well-respected as Graham Samuel to force change. So I think that APRA, particularly the way the report reveals a lot of the internal criticisms from staff and makes lots of very detailed recommendations, including about culture and staff practices and the fact that the three commissioners are all allocated a specific industry to be in charge of rather than having collective responsibility for the entire financial sector. I think all those recommendations are very good. And the fact that APRA has agreed to embrace all 19 of theirs and the government has agreed to embrace the 5 recommendations for the government, I think that means you will see significant reform, including legislation and more budget and a far more active and proactive and out there APRA going forward.
Speaking of the government, as you raised, do you think that they are serious enough to change a banking culture that's been around for so many years?
Well, they were serious enough to call a Royal Commission eventually into the banking sector. So I don't see why they wouldn't get into a bit of name and shame and getting into vetoing directors. The government knows there's no votes in protecting banks anymore, and so I think you'll see the government will take a pragmatic approach, which is the community wants tougher recommendations, a different culture. We've had some cowboy practices exposed. I don't see why there's any reason that the government shouldn't embrace these reforms and have a much tougher cop on the beat in APRA going forward, and I expect they'll do that.
One of the problems that the review has raised is that some employees of APRA have come from the banking sector and vice versa, causing a little bit of behind-the-scenes sort of stuff, allegedly. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I agree it is a problem of industry capture. And if you have too many ex-bankers working for the banking regulator, you run the risk of a regulator which is too sympathetic to the industry. So I think they should try and minimise the number of former bankers working at APRA and maybe have a few more law enforcement professionals, lawyers, regulators, more general business, former CFOs who've worked not in the banks themselves. But, you know, you do also have to have industry expertise, so you can't have a total ban on anyone who's worked for a bank, but you certainly shouldn't go straight from working for a bank to working for the regulator. There should be at least a decent cooling-off period of, like, 5 years before you can do that. So I think that is a problem, and I'm glad it's been outlined like this and will hopefully be addressed.
Stephen Mayne, journalist and shareholder activist, speaking with me about his thoughts on the release of the independent review into APRA.